Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tommy McGraw. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Sid O'Brien. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting second. The center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Rico Petrocelli. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Luis Alvarado. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Satriano. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sonny Siebert. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Sonny Siebert. And now, play ball. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGraw hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Conigliaro batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Josephson hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Melton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Smith. Melton reaches second base with a double. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bradford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melton scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. John hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into right field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Scott is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of 0-0. McCraw is 0-1 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Aparicio is 0-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hopkins is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Satriano is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Satriano hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Siebert bunts towards the mound. John fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Andrews is 0-1 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Smith is 0-1 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Andrews moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Yastrzemski is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Conigliaro now playing center field. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of 0-0. May is 0-1 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Josephson is 0-1 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Melton is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Melton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 2-0. O'Brien is 0-1 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bradford is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bradford is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Conigliaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on John. Jerry Moses pinch runs for Tony Conigliaro. Rico Petrocelli batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Petrocelli is 0-for-1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Moses moves to second. Luis Alvarado batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alvarado is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvarado hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tom Satriano is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Satriano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Satriano hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Moses now playing left field. Billy Conigliaro now playing right field. Carl Yastrzemski now playing center field. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-1 in the game. John takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Satriano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Satriano and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Gale Hopkins batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hopkins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hopkins takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Andrews is 0-for-2 in the game. Andrews strikes out. 2 outs. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Conigliaro hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien misplays the ball. That's an error on O'Brien. Conigliaro moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Josephson is 0-for-2 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Melton is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Melton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien misplays the ball. That's an error on O'Brien. Rico Petrocelli batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Petrocelli is 0-for-2 in the game. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Petrocelli moves to second. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Alvarado is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Petrocelli moves to third. Two outs. Don Pavlidich pinch hits for Tom Satriano. Don Pavlidich batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Pavlidich hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Aparicio fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Pavlidich now catching. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bradford hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. John is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. John hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siebert fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Moses. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. McCraw moves to third. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing center field. Buddy Bradford now playing right field. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Dick Schofield pinch hits for Sun. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Andrews is 0-for-3 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Conigliaro hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Lonborg now pitching. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. May reaches second base with a double. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. May moves to third. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Josephson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a fly ball into center field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. May tags and scores. One out. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Melton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Melton hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. O'Brien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes O'Brien. The throw from Pavlidich and he is out, Andrews applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Knoop now playing second base. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Yastrzemski moves to second. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Yastrzemski moves to third. One out. Rico Petrocelli batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Petrocelli is 0-for-3 in the game. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Yastrzemski tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. George Scott is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Scott for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bradford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bradford strikes out. 1 out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. John is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. John hits a fly ball into center field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McCraw is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lonborg fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alvarado is 0-for-3 in the game. Alvarado takes first base on ball 4. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Ed Herman now catching. Don Pavlidich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavlidich is 0-for-1 in the game. Pavlidich hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jose Santiago pinch hits for Jim Lonborg. Jose Santiago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santiago hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alvarado moves to second. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Andrews is 0 for 4 in the game. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Alvarado moves to third. Santiago moves to second. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 2 in the game. Conigliaro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alvarado scores. Santiago scores. Andrews moves to third. It's White Sox, 3, Red Sox, 3. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Conigliaro moves to second. Danny Murphy now pitching. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Andrews scores. Conigliaro moves to third. Yastrzemski moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.